KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Good morning.
My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We're sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Today is February 25th, 2012. I'm in the studio here with my sister Linda Kent, and how you doing?
Good, and you, Mark? How you doing this morning? The fun never stops.
And our trusted soundboard operator and all-around good guy, Nate.
Good morning, Nate.
Hello, good morning.
And our guest this morning will be Gary Cadd. How
good
you doing, Gary?
Good morning, everybody.
All right. So, you know, just so everybody knows, you can call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room and listen, KCNR1460.com. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues, talk to your neighbors, go to a Tea Party meeting, check out our website, see what you can do to protect your family from big out-of-control government. And that's big out-of-control government at the local, state, and federal level. If you want to get me by email, my email is kentmark99@yahoo.com. I never check it, but, you know, if it takes a week to get a response,
you'll know why then.
You'll know why. It's tax season. Excuse me.
In more ways than one.
Our first quote, in a country that lies, in our country, the lie has become not just a moral category, but a pillar of the state. And that's from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Russian philosopher and writer that spent a lot of time in a gulag, so he kind of knows what he's talking about. So, with that, do we have any veterans events? Or
Yes, we do. Of course, we've got the Northern California Veterans Museum putting on the Boondockers Ball, 2012. I believe this is their third year. That will be March 31st at the Reading Jet Center. So you can get your tickets at Tobacco and Brew and Jones Fort. Also at the Reading Tea Party on Monday night, we have them available. There will be dinner, dancing, costume contests, and all kinds of good fun out there.
It's a fun time.
All right, very good, very good. So with that, I wanted to start off with a couple of things, too. We've got the 24hourpatriot.com website. I encourage you to go check that out, and then the events that are coming up with regards to local issues and so forth. We got the sheriff's panel in Yreka today. The doors are going to open at noon. This is at the Siskiyou County Fairgrounds in the Flower Building, and that's going to be an event where the sheriffs are going to show up. We've got John Lopey, Mike Poindexter, Bruce Haney, Dean Groudon, Dean Wilson, Greg Haywood. I'm not sure why our sheriff is not attending. I haven't talked to him about it yet. But this is going to be about the rural America thing, protecting ourselves from the out-of-control federal government. And that's starting to take hold here, guys. And there's a lot of people jumping into the fray now because it's becoming an issue that's pretty obvious at this point. Tomorrow on We the People, Charlotte Thompson, I have no idea how to say her Iser Bite, I guess. I hope I pronounced that right. A former senior policy advisor of the U.S. Department of Education talking about the dumbing down of America. So tune in tomorrow morning at 8 to 10 a.m. with We the People Radio 1460. Let's see.
I just got word in on the chat room that our sheriff is going to be attending that event up in Wairika.
Oh, very good, very good. So I wasn't sure why he wasn't on there, but I'm glad to hear it. That's good, Tom. I hope you get up there and represent us here. So also on Sunday, there's supposed to be a Ron Paul meeting at Angelo's Pizza Parlor on California Street. I don't have a time yet because the person that posted it didn't put a time on there.
It's usually about 6.
Usually about 6 in the evening. So we want to get out there and support Ron Paul, the only viable president, in my opinion. Okay, we also have a rally at Anselmo Vineyards on Monday from a lot of stuff going on here. From 1 to 3 out at Anselmo Vineyards. It's 28740 Inwood Road at Inwood, California, east on Highway 44 to Inwood Road, just past Dersh. And they're going to be rallying in support of, what's his first name?
R.C.
R.C., I know, but it's
Reverge.
We'll just better call him R.C. In support of R.C., Anselmo out there and all of the problems he's had with the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission, and they're out of, you know, off the wall crap of, did I say crap?
Yes, you did, but it's okay.
I guess it was better than saying the other word.
Right.
So
we would have got the button then.
Anyway, so that's going to be happening, and you know, so we're rallying to support him. Whoever needs to get involved, you know, get out there. Also, at the same time, at 2 p.m., which is very interesting, is the Board of Supervisors is having a workshop on positions
Within the county, the Public Works Director and the Resource Management Director are currently serving at the will of the Board of Supervisors, and I have asked that they change that to where they serve at the will of the county CAO, the administrative officer, so they actually have a position, have a boss.
Yeah, nobody has a boss, really. I guess maybe the people are the boss. And maybe they should start listening to us because we pay their salaries.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we brought this particular issue up, and we're pushing, and the county is moving forward to have this this workshop.
We're gonna talk more on this here in a minute. I want to finish our updates on the. I encourage everybody go to the birtherreport.com. And if you're not listening to this one, you're just not paying attention. Where's the media on this? I mean, we got an Indiana election committee, Obama's mom record showing Obama's surname irrelevant. We got two states move forward to proof of eligibility bills for presidential candidates. Sheriff Joe's going to be coming out with his report on the first podcast as to his investigation into this eligibility. Pennsylvania conference, we got Indiana, we got Pennsylvania. Hatfield is appealing the Georgia primary election ballot decision from the Secretary of State. We got another attorney, Larry Klayman, vows legal action to declare Obama ineligible for president. Commander Kirchner's ballot challenge filed in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Let's see, Mississippi Supreme Court appoints special judge to preside over the Obama ballot challenge. Let's see, Arizona's coming on board. We've got We've got, Missouri's coming on board. We've got, Florida and California are starting to, initiate some stuff. So, you know, I don't care what side of the issue you guys are on, but if you don't see that the media's blacking this out, really? I mean, okay, so it's not news that all of these ballot challenges, I don't care if they're right or wrong. I mean, I personally believe they have something there. And why wouldn't they just go away? Why doesn't this whole birther thing just go away if there's nothing to it, number one? It has nothing to do with his birth certificate. It has everything to do with a natural-born citizen definition under the Constitution and whether his father was a citizen at the time of his birth. So you have to pay attention to this. But the point being is that if you can't see that the media is blacking this out, and it's not news that a sitting president doesn't show up for a subpoena and his attorney blows that, they just blow it off, that doesn't even make the news. So there is no media out there anymore. We are the media, because the media has turned into a lapdog as opposed to a watchdog. So with that, we're about ready to go to a break here, and we'll be right back with Gary Cadd, and we'll be talking about local stuff here. So this is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire.
Marsha, owner of Gorilla Bites. My wife Colleen and I want you to have the healthiest New Year possible. So at Gorilla Bites, we're committed to bring you the best in good-for-you and good-tasting food. We have the largest salad bar in Shasta County, and we always have great homemade soups. We strive to use the freshest organic ingredients possible. So start the new year off right with a fresh juice from our juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. We're located in the Market Street Promenade across from the Shasta College. Our hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 4.
In winter, we spend more time indoors, our windows are closed, and there is less fresh air to breathe. The air ducts keep circulating the same air around, the air containing a cough or sneeze or sore throat, dust and mites that have settled in, or pollutants from home chemicals. When was the last time your air ducts were professionally decontaminated? I mean really cleaned. Call for the flu season, relax, breathe easy, duct cleaning service. Flu season for professional air duct, dryer vent, and chimney service. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
Be listening this Sunday, February 26th, as We the People welcomes American author Charlotte Thompson Iserbeet. Appointed by Ronald Reagan, she served as head of policy at the Department of Education during Reagan's first term. She blew the whistle on government activities withheld from the public, and what she discovered became the subject of her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. What she learned will astound you.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on the summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone.
I love that song. Yeah, we got the wah wah coming on. We forgot about the wah wah. Cool. Sovereign Mind Radio 1460. We're back. Home of the Free Fire. Wow.
Real quick, yeah. Are you gonna ask? They just we had a question and wants to know who the opening song is.
Who the opening song is? That was Jeremy Dodge. I Am an American. You can get that from the Big Dog Music Mafia website. I really love that entry. It just says everything we're about. So, yeah, if you want to go find it, that's where you can go get it. Good, Jeremy Dodge put out a pretty good one out there. So, anyway, we're back. Boy, I'll tell you, we got more things to talk about than we have time. So, with that, we're going to start talking to Gary here about all of the stuff that we need to know about. And go ahead, Gary. Let's get started with it.
Well, you've already brought up the workshop meeting at 2 o'clock Monday at the Board of Supervisors chambers, where the County Council will be giving different options to the Board of Supervisors on the possibility of moving the Public Works Director and the Director of Resource Management from under the serving under the or at the pleasure, I should say, of the Board of Supervisors and moving it under Larry Lee, the CAO. And the reason that I've gone forward on several occasions and keep bringing this issue up is because back on January the 10th, I think it was, I was speaking before the Board of Supervisors about the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Group and their plan that's coming at us, and we can talk about that here in a little bit. But anyway, the the point was brought up that we didn't really have to worry. The board told me that we didn't really have to worry about this issue because the Shasta County Water Agency director, who is a public works director, happens to be, would be keeping an eye on this issue. Well, that really bothered me. So I made the comment that the public works director works at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors. Well, I was sort of unceremoniously told that I didn't know what I was talking about and that I couldn't come in here and make statements like that. Well, the whole problem with that was that I'd already done my research and I already knew the answer to the question, even though it seems they didn't. So I mentioned to them that they should probably ask Mr. Lees, the CAO, if I was correct. So your 3 minutes are up, so I went and sat down. But at the next meeting, I went forward at the start of the meeting during the non-agendized items, and I had a little presentation I put to them, and I just mentioned to them the Shasta County personnel rules. And if you go to page 24, it's section 6.11, which is department heads. If you go to page 25, you'll see a list of them there. And number one is a public works director, and number two is the director of resource management. So here I am standing there mentioning that these two individuals, these two positions, I should say, serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, but the Board of Supervisors tell me I don't know what I'm talking
why
about.
Why do you think that they would be in denial about that? I mean, we've got the dog, the tail wagging the dog here. I mean, what's up? So we've got a rogue guy that, with no accountability to anybody in there, really?
Well, it's what it seems. I mean, I know that there's people around the county that have problems with these positions, but the real thing that I have a problem with is the integrated water is going to be under the water agency, which is the public works director, and we have the climate action plan, which I think folks have heard me mention for the last year and a half, that we've got to be very careful with coming here, and that's under the resource management position, because the resource management position is also the Shasta County Pollution Control Officer.
So does this connect into the regional planning thing, too?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's all dialing into one thing. So my point was that the CAO, Mr. Lees, does the review of both these positions now, but he's not in a position of authority over them.
Well, who hires and fires them then? I mean, somebody's writing him a check.
Right now, the Board of Supervisors is
but
the one.
But they said they're not. So what is it? I mean, somebody's either... Lying,
well, who appointed him or didn't appoint him? Or?
They were appointed by the Board of Supervisors. It's in their personnel rules manual. It's a 339-page document. If you look at page 24, 25, and 26, you'll find quite clearly that it's in that manual. Now, if that's the case, it's there. They are the supervisors of these positions.
So you think maybe they don't want anybody to know that because then they can't be held accountable if the guy...
Mark, far be it by me that I would delve into the supervisor's mind to figure out what they're thinking.
Well, I'm thinking that something's going... So, you know, all I know is that the farther we go down the rat hole, and I didn't say rabbit hole, I said the rat hole, is that the more we find out that these people aren't necessarily working in our best interest. And why would they be hiding this? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
We're going to find out Monday about this workshop, but I can tell you one thing, that I will not... Myself, and there's quite a gang behind me, but I will not let this issue rest until this change has been made to move these two positions under the CAO, so that when somebody in the county has a problem with either one of these positions, they can go to the CAO and say, we have a problem, we want to meet, we want to get together and talk. The way it is now, the CAO has no sway over them.
You know, somehow I totally believe you when I look in your eyes and you say that.
I mean it.
Absolutely. And it's just interesting that they just happened to put the workshop on Monday at 2 o'clock.
It just happened to work
just out. Just happened to work
well,
out
and it's
that
fine.
Way,
everybody, you know? go up. If that's just what you're wanting to do, go up to Anselmo. I just happened to have met him for the first time a week ago Monday night at the Tea Party meeting. It was the first time that I'd met him. So this issue came up long before I met Mr. Anselmo and know what's going on
right.
with that issue up there.
Well, so, Sally in the chat room has a question. If Larry Lees is under the Board of Supervisors, how does that change things? I mean, what's the significance here, I guess, is the question.
Well, because if the board, if the position serves at the pleasure of the board, that's five people, then how are you going to get to those five people to talk to them to be able to bring an issue up? You follow what I'm saying?
No.
You need to have one person. They serve at the pleasure of the board as a whole.
I see.
Not
so
one individual
so
member
that,
of the
that
board.
So that should be your liaison, if you will, to the board.
Right. In essence, yes.
Yeah.
But it's a way to be able to go in and talk to them.
Okay. So, but if they're saying that they don't have any control or they're not as boss.
That's what they told me.
Then it's like, really? So what does that mean? Why would they? I just don't get why they would do that unless there's something rotten in Denmark. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know if I would go that far, although I have a feeling I have my ideas are somewhat along the same line that yours are. But without impugning them, I just let it go at that. That's why the change needs to be made.
Okay.
But if they don't know these things and they're not aware, maybe people need to get involved and get people in there that are aware.
Maybe we need to vote them out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of surprising. I've had quite a few people kind of call me and talk to me about this issue and say that they probably did know. I'm going to say probably.
But if they did, then with that line of logic, then they're lying.
That's up to their reaction. I'm not going to call them a liar. Let's just get this issue taken care of. But it leads a rational person to begin to wonder. Let's put it that way. Okay?
Yeah, it seems like they're either lying or they're incompetent.
Take your pick.
Yeah, either one is not good for any of us.
Well, I mean, it's just like the issue of the resource director was here in this very room, maybe sitting on one of these chairs that we're sitting on here right now, here just a week, 10 days ago or something.
A couple of weeks ago, Carla Linda's
program, yeah. And made the statement that, forgive me if I get this a little off, but it's going to be close enough. If you live in the county of Shasta, if you breathe in the county of Shasta, if you eat in the county of Shasta, I control your life. And I believe that's roughly what
that was pretty close to what he had said on the program, and we're referring to Russ Moll,
in regards to that. So if that's the case, folks, that scares the living heck out of me.
Well, and don't you think somebody should come forth and sort of explain this instead of keeping, it's like they're keeping this under wraps, you know, they don't want it to come out, and, you know, they're kind of, in my opinion, disrespecting you with this issue instead of just coming out and laying it out on the table and being open. I mean, maybe you can't call them liars, but, you know, I'm not you. And so I can say anything I want. It's my radio show. So
you're right.
How's that grab you for?
I don't think they've been held accountable like they are being now. People are waking up and getting involved, and the more that we can get people to do this, the more we're able to.
And this goes right back to why did Gary Cadd go forward in the first place on January the 10th? And the reason that I did was the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Group is putting a plan together. Folks, this group that's put together is a non-governmental organization. There are elected officials on the board. There's 18 people on the board.
From different counties.
Of six counties.
Right.
But the representation is one supervisor per county.
And then there are
some city council people. The person from Shasta Lake City is on it. I think there's a person from City of Redding is an alternate on this board. But this is the board.
Well, what I'm seeing too is that the majority of that is a bunch of guys who aren't accountable, who aren't elected, who can overrule all of the counties. And as far as we know, they're a bunch of environmental whack jobs that think that world's coming to an end because the coho salmon can't make it up the creek.
They're going to be putting together regulations.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to be regulating our water.
That's what I'm saying.
Water is gold, folks. Water is turning into gold. It's going to be very expensive.
So is water's the new gold, I guess. Now.
Right, it is. And if I know we're going to be coming up on a break.
Yeah, we got a break coming up here, but
there's another. I'd like to after the break continue on this issue, if I might, because there's more information here.
Absolutely. So let's go to a break right now, and we'll come back, and we'll continue down the rat hole, as so to speak. Anyway, 1460 KCNR, home of Three Fire Media.
Out of
21st and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
Now, I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for loving.
We're going back in time just a little bit there.
A little zombies music there. And that was in honor of the Board of Supervisors. if you're not having fun, hey, you're probably not alive. I'm not sure.
Got awfully quiet in here.
I'm not sure that made sense. So, anyway, we got Terry on the phone. Terry, you have a question out there?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you and Linda for doing this program. I mean, it's great. You guys bring in national stuff. You tell us the truth. You bring in local stuff like this. I just want to tell you, I'm really excited about the program, and it's really well-rounded, and thank you for that.
Thank you, Terry. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
And Gary, we've got that YouTube video out that you just made. It's fantastic, and I would just, you know, maybe you could tell people a little bit about that. That encompasses a lot of stuff. I watched it. It was great. Very articulate, very informative, and very interesting, and it's only 9 minutes, and you get a lot of stuff packed in there, so I'll just get off the phone here, bro, and go for it.
Thanks a lot for calling
Terry.
Sure.
Well, what Terry's talking about is we put together a video. It's been over the last week we put this video together, but what it basically boils down to is that Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Group had their TAC committee, their technical committee, had a meeting down in Willows last Thursday, I believe it was, and there was quite a number of us went down there and spoke to some of the issues, that they were talking about, and it's something that we need to keep in mind. One thing I'd like to bring up is this is coming out of the Climate Action Plan original worksheets that the Climate Action Plan here in Shasta County came up with. It is Senate Bill SBX 7-7, and let me explain that real quick. Senate Bill Extraordinary Session 7, Bill Number 7. I know that's a mouthful. Anyway, under water conservation, what they're looking at, the target, it is to reduce our water usage by 20% by 2020. And what they're going to do is they want to take an average from 1994 to 2004 and that will be the average that they're going to be reducing at 20% below that average. So we're looking, the only way they can do that now is they're going to force the water producers, the water suppliers. So this could be the city of Redding, could be Bella Vista Water. There's different water districts. If you're in the outlying area and you have a well, they're going to want to put a meter on your well so they can meter the water that you're using.
Let me bring up something too before you go on, Gary. This whole deal out there where the rubes are saying, oh, gee, this has nothing to do with Agenda 21 and all this stuff. You guys are either full of crap or you don't do your homework, because we are matching almost word for word the Agenda 21. And if anybody really wants to check this out and do their homework, go to freedomadvocates.org and scroll down through the Agenda 21. That's freedomadvocates.org. And just highlight the local Agenda 21 for Santa Cruz and scroll down, and it says this was the final draft for Santa Cruz County for their Board of Supervisors, and it's titled Santa Cruz County, Local Agenda 21. A sustainable community action plan, our agenda for the 21st century. So all of you people that are, you know, in denial or I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, on the take, I guess. I don't know, a rube.
Or just don't want to believe it. They're getting more blatant with using the Agenda 21.
Useful idiot out comes there to mind. You know, the thing is, you know, wake up and smell the coffee here. I mean, quit lying about it at the very least. Quit trying to tell us that this is not can't connect the dots.
If you hear sustainable development, sustainable communities, that is Agenda 21. You read Agenda 21, that is sustainable communities, sustainable development. And it's the whole gist of what we're talking about. Now, to get back real quickly, if I could hear my voice.
Sorry, I had to rant.
Good rant.
Just hold that one thought there, Gary. I just wanted to let people know that video that you were talking about, they can go to YouTube and retrieve that video.
It's also on the 24-Hour Patriot website, I believe, too.
Yeah, it's on the Tea Party website, and it's also on ShastaCoordination.com, which is my website, which has a tremendous amount of information on the climate action plan, and then also on the on this integrated water. But one thing I want to mention real quick, we're talking about the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Region. There's also the Sacramento Valley Integrated Region. There's also North Coast Integrated Water Region. So this is not just coming to the Sacramento River watershed. This is not just the Sacramento River. It's the total watershed. Any drop of rain that falls on the ground and that travels to a little gully, and travels to a creek, travels to a larger creek, and then travels into the Sacramento River, that is going to be covered under what they're working on here.
And I think what people need to understand as well is this is about private property rights. People think, oh, well, the government's going to come in and save us from ourselves and control all the water. Really? So you're willing to hand all of your rights over to a centralized governing body, a regional governing body that's going to control all of your property rights, and you're not going to have any say-so or control over the people who are running it? Really?
Let me give you a case point here. Yolo County, the folks down in Yolo County are not unlucky enough to already have a climate action plan in place. Their board of supervisors has already incorporated it into their general plan. There is an individual just outside of Davis that built a commercial building. Back, I presume they were building it through the summer. It's last summer. Excuse me. They when it rained back, when was the last time it rained? Back in, and I think it was rain in October, the Yolo County water folks went out and took water samples of the downspouts from this new building. And they went and told the owner, we have a problem that we're going to have to figure a way out of this. The problem is there's too much zinc coming down in the rainwater from off of this building. So what they have done is the county has decided to put a pilot project together to take all the downspouts and put a horizontal line tying all the downspouts together over to a position on the property, put in a holding tank, and then putting a water purifier to take the zinc out of the water. Once they do this pilot project above ground, then they're going to have to dig the lot up and put this underground. So if this is going on in as far as Yolo County and Climate Action Plan, folks, it's on its way. This is a case project of what's coming to us. You wind up putting up a new little shed on your property, and they can come in and say, well, you've got too much X chemical floating down, and it's going to go into the stream. You're 30 miles from Sacramento River and 10 miles from an actual creek, but that water is going to run down. They will have regulations to where they will be telling you what you can and you cannot do. That is lost private property rights.
Yeah, there's a problem with that, because once you lose... See, private property isn't just real estate. What people don't really understand is that once you centralize all the power of private property into the hands of the state, that includes money, water, the air that you breathe. I mean, they can regulate anything and everything. And guess what? That's where the concept of freedom came from, because this is old stuff. You know, all under the guise of environmentalism and all under the guise of this is all for your own good. And you have to understand that all they really care about is consolidating power into these bodies so they can control everyone and everything. And then guess who at the top? They live a really nice life at the top. They have plenty of money coming in. And speaking of that, I kind of want to talk about
the
Stillwater Plains Mitigation Bank. It seems that there's, I don't know, 860 some odd acres of land out in the Stillwater Plains that has been put into a mitigation bank.
What is that?
Well, basically, in essence, let's just say that the Tehama County Supervisor just approved paying $10,000 to the Stillwater Plains Mitigation Bank in advance of building one small lane bridge over Cottonwood Creek.
And who owns the Stillwater Mitigation Bank?
Well, it looks like one of our supervisors, Mr. Hawes, owns the bank. From what I've been able to find. Anyway.
No conflict of interest here, guys, huh? Hmm.
So the Tehama County Supervisor is going to pay $10,000 to this bank to plant 7 elderberry bushes, and then the bank would monitor them forever, and then that makes up the difference of them having to take 7 of these bushes out where they're putting this. It's cap and trade.
And does this cost money to do this?
Well, it says, from what I've been able to understand, that Tehama County supervisors just approved $10,000 to make this move.
And I wonder who gets that money.
I guess it goes to the bank.
And I wonder who controls the bank.
Well, I guess people who own the bank.
And I wonder if they have any restrictions on the money that they control in the bank.
Well, we need to dig into further, which I've some folks and I have been doing. But one thing I want to bring up real quick, of these mitigation banks, of the 7 top states in the United States of America, California is the top one, and there's 90 of these banks in the state of California.
And how many is in some of the other states, Gary, just to give the people an idea?
Florida, number 2, there's only 4. Texas, there's 3. Arizona, there's 2. Utah, there's 2. And Washington, there's 2. And Colorado, there's 1. So I think I added those up. There's about 20 across the country, but there's 90 in good old California.
Wow. I mean, this is Marxism at its best. I mean, people don't even connect the dots a lot of times here. But, you know, what happens is that it's always for your own good. I mean, the tyrant always comes in saying, bearing gifts. Because if he came in and he said, hey, we're going to send you to the gulag and take all your property, how many people are going to jump in line for that? No, what they're going to say is they're going to come in and say, oh, yeah, we're going to protect the environment for all the fishes.
Yeah, everybody loved Hitler.
Everybody loved Hitler right up to the point where
the
concentration camp started. So, and the real deal is that people don't need to, they need to understand that sooner or later, when you centralize all power, let's just say Obama's a great guy, but who's going to be elected after him? I mean, all you guys that are giving all this power to Obama, would you have given it all to Bush? Really? So, anyway, we got to go to a break, Gary, so we will be right back and hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a second. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire. Yes. We'll be right back.
you do it? You play the guitar on MTV. Money working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chips for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery.
Conservative author, columnist, TV and radio personality Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd to Anselmo Vineyards. That's right, join Ann and hear her own irreverent take on politics, D.C., the election, and of course, liberals. Tickets for this event and book signing are limited to only 200 people. A dinner afterward with Ann Coulter is also available. For more information, call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or check their website, AnselmoVineyards.com. March 23rd, Ann Coulter is coming to town.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Gonna hold on to what we got.
That's right. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire. We are back, and we need to start talking about funding, Gary. I mean,
I had a question in the chat room.
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here. I got Billy Bob on the phone here, and then we'll go to funding. How are you there, Billy?
Yes, I am. Mark.
Yep.
I just want to comment on what a great show you put on every week.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Gary Cadd, thumbs up to you for your diligence and your persistence in getting to the bottom of this stuff.
Thank you.
To Carl and Linda's program every morning, and You are a valuable asset to this community, so keep it up. I don't know, we need a donation bucket for you.
Boy, we could sure use
some.
Yeah,
we could use some of that donation and sponsorship. That would be great.
We might have to figure out how that works.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, with the price of gas, and he's got to go to all these meetings and keep track of all these bureaucrats. I'll tell you what, he's got a full-time job.
Well, it is. I'm retired. My last job that I had was working up in the oil field in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. And when I retired and came down here, it just seemed like that this is what I picked up on doing. And the thing that really happens is that people call me and say, well, Gary, this is happening. Or, Gary, could you look into that? So, and then that's when I go, wait a minute, we got a problem here. So that's where a lot of this stuff comes from.
Well, listen,
I listened to your report on the meetings with the city council and mm-hmm. the board of supervisors. Congratulations to you. But
Have you got a question, Billy? Because we're running out of time and we got some stuff to cover.
My question is how come this Haas, that price per acre out there, he sells it for $70,000 an acre, and I know that for a fact.
Wow.
Well, he's not going to be able to sell this the 800 and some odd acres that's out there in this mitigation bank, because it has to stay in the mitigation bank forever and ever and ever.
I know, but that's what he sells it to mitigation for. You could be
That's probably 100% true.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
$50 an acre property, and he's selling it for $70,000 an acre.
Well, there you go. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Yeah, follow the money.
Right. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Billy.
You.
We appreciate it. Linda, you said you have a question from the chat room?
Yeah, in the chat room they were asking about the mitigation bank, if it's like a slush fund is how the funding's working on that. And I wanted to kind of address that.
I don't know that you could call it a slush fund. And to be quite truthful with you, I am not totally 100% versed in the way I'd like to be on this mitigation bank, because I'm still studying it. But I do know enough about it that if somebody, if you want to build a property and you're going to have to cut down 10 trees, then you're going to have to go someplace else to have 10 trees planted to take care of the 10 trees that you just cut down. And what this is this mitigation bank will plant the 10 trees for you, and then it'll also, you pay enough money to where those trees are watered and taken care of till the end of time.
Let's see if we can get some more information on that, Gary, and have you back at some point, because these guys should be coming up front with this stuff, and this should be full disclosure on this thing from the Board of Supervisors, because it seems to me there's a little bit of a conflict of interest here.
Well, you're right. You know, the mitigation bank issue, you're right, and I will be keeping an eye on it and doing more studying. But before we go, since time is getting short, I also would like to mention that, again, the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Group, their governing body is the supervisors of six counties, and those counties are Butte, Colusa, Glenn, Shasta, Sutter, and Tehama counties. This is a regional government. We have a regional government, folks. It's called the legislature. That's where people from all different regions get together and they hash things out. So now we have taken six counties and put six supervisors amongst other folks, 18 members on this board, and they're going to decide what the regulations for our watershed in the Northern Sacramento Valley is going to be. Now, let me just put one thing on 24hourpatriots.com or ShastaCoordination.com. Now, on ShastaCoordination.com, at the top, there's little red arrows. And you go to the little red arrow that says Integrated Water. You click on that. You go and you scroll down the page. You're going to see probably about 15 links. These links were taken from the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Waters website. If you look at number 9, that is finance. If you click on it, there's a 27-page article. You read through where the finance is coming from. We expect, this is off of that page, this is, I think, is page 4. We expect the local cost share will be provided for by way of a combination of utility rate increases, that's our utilities, folks, revenue bonds. That's going out and buying bonds. We're broke. We can't afford to pay the debt service on bonds. And then appropriations by governing bodies, which could be our Board of Supervisors or our City Council. Folks, we need to know what's in the gray matter process of our elected officials. We need to hold their feet to the fire. We've got regulations coming at us that one of these days, if we don't wake up, if we don't realize what's going on, one of these days somebody's going to knock on your door and tell you you're going to have to spend $10,000 to do XYZ. And you're going, well, I can't do that. Oh, well, we passed regulations 2 years ago to put this in place. And it's because we the people were asleep and not aware of what's going on around us. All I'm trying to do is wake us up, get us out of the slumber, and let's start figuring out and start making a part of our lives. I know folks out there are working at their jobs. People own businesses. Either one, that's where our economy is. And if we do not take care of what's going on around us, how are we going to be able to take care of our businesses?
Yeah, they passed a regulation a couple hundred years ago. It's called the Second Amendment. I think that might apply pretty soon.
Well, you know, it's a terrible thing even think that, but there's a good possibility someday that might happen.
Oh, and everything's all right, though. The economy's improving. Life is good. We're in recovery.
That's why gas just jumped up about 20 cents or something this week.
And silver going up.
Silver and gold both going up.
let me interrupt here a second. The city of Reading had a budget review at their last meeting, which was last Tuesday. At that meeting, they were saying that the sales tax has actually increased 5%. And then they went on to say where the increase came from.
Mm-hmm.
That 5% increase is from the sale of new cars, which is fine. People are buying new vehicles.
Yeah,
and then the other component, which is only two of them that's in the increase, is energy. It's the sales tax we're paying on fuel, diesel and gas fuel.
I see.
Well, see, when you start looking into that's an increase. That's more dollars coming in. But is it more dollars that we really want coming in?
Right. Yeah, and where's it coming from, and who's paying it? Yeah, exactly.
So when you start looking at increases, you have to figure where the increases are coming from. Is it a healthy position, like buying new cars, or is it the price of fuel going through the roof that you get your fuel in your vehicle, and you got it.
Instead of getting a percentage of $2 a gallon, we're getting a percentage of $4 a gallon.
Well, yeah, and that's quickly, right? The thing with it is I got an email. I think my wife got an email from one of her friends yesterday that said they just filled their car up and there was a picture. And they showed a picture of a piggy bank, only the piggy bank showed all of its ribs because the pig was skinny.
Listen, we're running out of time here. I wanted to tell everybody that Monday night at the Reading Tea Party, they're celebrating 3-year anniversary of the Tea Party movement.
We're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. And you have to be aware to be prepared. Keep stacking and storing out there. Start becoming self-reliant. Next week, our guest will be the milk guy.
I believe so. His name is Mark Duvin Vuden.
Duvin, we'll have Duvin him pronounce Vuden, it for
yes.
us.
the dairy farmer down there out of Cottonwood. Also, remember on Monday to get out there and do the rally out in Semmel.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, show your support for him out there.
You have to believe in yourself, Sun Tzu. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. My name is Mark Kent. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. The commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan is recalling coalition personnel from Afghan ministries after two Americans were killed at the Interior Ministry in Kabul today. This is the fifth day of violent protests after copies of the Koran were burned at a U.S. base. President Obama apologized for that.
The White House defends the president's apology. Spokesman Josh Earnest saying U.S. service members are at risk as long as the riots continue.
The president believed it was in the best interests of safety for American servicemen and women in Afghanistan.
But Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich criticized the move as astonishing and undeserved. On the street, opinion appears divided.
If we keep apologizing and they constantly killing American soldiers and stuff like that, then yes, that's a sign of weakness in my opinion.
We screwed up, and when you screw up, you apologize.
And then there's the question of who will apologize for the U.S. service members killed in this violence. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Talking energy and expense in the weekly addresses.
President Obama says one way to...